Good morning. We continue with our study of the Olam HaYedidus, the world of friendship, of Rav Obi, a series of talks that he gave to express and understand the inner workings of the world of Torah to those who were looking for spirituality but wanted to understand it from a Torah perspective, from 6 to 10, from the 1967 to 1973. So in the essay we're currently involved in, the great Rav Obi has been trying to understand the world of Torah and Mitzvos by breaking it down along six guidelines corresponding to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So yesterday we talked about Seder Zoraim and the understanding that we have a concept in our religion, concept of the fact that although I do work, and I engage in brachos and tefillah, the ultimate goal is for me to build myself up by knowing that I have somebody to turn to. And indeed, all of the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz leave us with a prototype for faith who is none other than the farmer, and how we can introduce that into all the spheres of life, that we have to have opportunities for us to turn it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So today we'll talk about the second angle, the angle of Moadim, of the sacred nature of time. Normally, when we talk about looking for time, we look for time so that we can relax and just have a little joy, simcha. So important today, everyone seems to be so tzebrach and so broken and walking around because we have no time for leisure. Now, in the world, when we talk about leisure, the idea of leisure, recreation, entertainment is to give a person some time to forget himself, to forget about his worries and to forget about his business. And so he goes ahead and he engages in leisure time to think about sports and to think about other things and to think about that world of entertainment and a movie, etc. It's all about sinking myself into a different area. I remember Rav Yitzchak Cohen many, many years ago highlighting to us that what we do when we go into a movie theater to watch a movie or to engage in a long span of binge watching on television is just to get away, to clear our minds. Says Rav Obi, that is not the way that we handle our Yamim Tovim. A Moed, for us, is also joyous, but it's joy of a different type. It gets you to work on your inner self. I take the time out of the regular world to go ahead and work within myself. And he uses the idea of Shabbos, which opens up Seder Moed, as an example. What's the goal of Shabbos? The goal of Shabbos is for me to take different things out of my life and actually infuse them and look at them differently and more deeply. What is one of the major messages of Shabbos? Shabbos menucha. That's what our kids learn already from a young age. But what type of menucha is it? So on Shabbos at mincha time, we highlight menuchas avo, nedava, menuchas emes, ve'amuna. There's love and there's faithfulness and donation and faith. Menucha shalom v'shalva v'hashkid v'vetach. It's a menucha of peace and serenity and quiet. We take Shabbos and we infuse the menucha, the rest of Shabbos, not to be in a process of just letting my muscles weaken. There's a depth to it. And that means that we'll be able to do other things with my Shabbos. I run to go do more on Shabbos. I realize I have a chance for that depth. Let me achieve it. They say that the late Rabbi Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yinkom Damav, who was killed, used to spend his Shabbos afraid to go to sleep. How could you give up the aura of Shabbos, which gives you a chance to grow on so many different levels? And this is one of those things that we have to put into our own lives. It's an opportunity when we are dealing with Shabbos to experience the Malchus HaBorei, the understanding that there is kingship in the side of the king. That is to say, when we have a chance to relate to Hashem through Shabbos or through a Moed, these are opportunities for us to stand in front of the king. We know that's the case in the Yamim Noraim, when we highlight God's kingship. But even on Pesach or Shavuos, when the central theme is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps around Torah, perhaps around Yitzias Mitzrayim and Emunah, but we're still dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's us and Him. Sukkos ani v'ho hoshiana. It's you and me, God. Now, as far as these days are concerned, how do we experience Malchus Shamayim? How do we experience God's kingship during these days as opposed to other days? And the answer is, we get rid of our ownership over the world. During these days, we affect the world. We use our power, our shlita, over the world. We work ourselves, and we work over the world. And hence, we engage in malacha to improve the world, to build the world, to create the next level of the world. When Shabbos comes around, we don't do malacha. Malacha is not defined on the basis of the effort that I put in. Malacha is about the creative process. And we give up that ability to create on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to give that up within the context of the mitzvah of Shabbos. But why is he asking us to do that? What's the goal ultimately? We have the opportunity to do that because it gives us a chance to recharge, to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Or as we say, Zecher Lamaseh Bereishis. It reminds us all the way over at the beginning, that's the way the world was. We do that even today when we talk about Mechabe and Mavir, about lighting fires, or in the process of using electrical equipment. It's not about the effort that we put in. It's about the fact that we have to understand on this day, it's all for Hashem. We're showing that Hashem has the power ultimately. He's given it to us. In fact, Achad Ha'am, and Rehobi doesn't identify this, but we do. And Achad Ha'am once said, and Rehobi highlights this, Yosir Mimasha Hayudim Shamru Ata Shabbat, Tashabrat Shamra Ala Yehudim. When you take this idea and you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than the Jews have kept Shabbos, Shabbos has protected the Jews. Indeed, says Rehobi, that means that over the period of time where people attach themselves to a world that keeps Shabbos, it has always managed to tide us over from the crumbling effects of assimilation. Why? Quite honestly, it's because we're always around God. Within every 7 days, we get to see Him again. And then we find a similar idea by Shmita and Yovel as well. When we take a break from Menucha Shabbos, when we take a break from our busy world of creation, it gives us a chance to create something on the inside. That thing that we're creating on the inside with the time that we have to do so is a strong inner connection within a life, within a family, within the understanding that our connections begin and end with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the King, not only outside in the world around us, but within us as well. So as we go through our day, it's already Tuesday, it's time to start realizing that Tuesday is B'Shabbos. It's already moving towards a Shabbos. If we take a look at the sacred nature of time, we will not only use our special days appropriately, but as the Sfasemis notes in Parshas Amor, it will keep us and sustain us between those periods in time as well. Have a great, wonderful, and terrific day.